you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe.
So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
Now, before you continue, this episode may have some language that is sensitive or offensive to others. So, listen at your own risk.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Mitra, and your girl, Tanisha Javon. We have Keanu Reeves on the line with us today. What up, though?
Yo, yo, what's happening? What it is, what it ain't, what's in between? It's your boy, Keanu Reeves, coolest breeze in the east, and a day to tell me different. I appreciate y'all for having me on, seriously.
Absolutely.
Yes, I love that introduction. Can you
Yo. What it is, what it ain't, what's in between. It's your boy Keanu Reeves, the coolest breeze in the east, and I dare you to tell me different. How that sound?
I love it.
Yes. I need you to, listen, I need you to write me one, okay?
Hey, let's go. You know, I can do that. No problem. No problem.
Okay, so let's just get into this thing. Okay. So I was checking you out.
Okay.
So Up. Let's talk about Up. You got over 10,000 views on your video Up.
Right.
Listen, I had to go out. So I was listening to it here in my living room, and I was like, "Damn, this is nice." So I went outside and put it in my car. Oh, that bass though.
I know, right?
Love it. Perfectly mixed, master, just ready to go. Can you tell me what it took to put that record together?
I appreciate it. First off, I'm glad you like it. First off, I want to give a big shout out to my man's Halftime Humble, producer out in Savannah, Georgia. He's the one who actually made the beat. And believe it or not, he sent it to me, and I listened to it. And honestly, the first thing that came to my mind was, "You're gonna stop me on way up," and it just kind of like flew from there. Honestly, I knew when I was making the record how I wanted it to sound. I wanted it to be something that I guess everybody can relate to, but at the same time, I put my own twist on it, like how I always do. So. Try not to get too in-depth like I usually do on most of my songs, but give people just enough so they can pay attention but still jig with it at the same time.
Yes, I love it. So that is something that I definitely will put into my playlist.
I appreciate it.
So can you tell me, so I did look at, I actually listened to a couple of your songs, Clickbait. Tell me where Clickbait came from.
Ooh, Clickbait. Ooh. So honestly, I was, the purpose of that song, I was just thinking about how everybody gets caught up into like what it is on social media, you know? Uh-huh. So it's like people just put whatever on there. And honestly, most of it, to be honest with you, is just clickbait. You know, it's just something to get right. You to lure in to come see what they got going on. Mm-hmm. And that's not, I mean, I'm not for that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just something else I just wanted to shed light on. Clickbait. Everybody gives it out, but it's like, let's give the people something real, okay? Besides this false illusion and false allure, whatever that you right. think you are. Like, let's just be real.
Let's talk about that a little more. Let's dive into that because cool. The thing is, social media allows you to create this persona who you want people to think that you are, right?
Right.
So you only see, I think Instagram, Facebook, Twitter is only like, I think it's only 10% of someone's life. Mm. I mean, because you...
I say so, less than that.
You think so?
I think we live in a world now where it's people actually starting to believe that's their lives.
Right.
And they're getting disconnected from this real world, this thing mm-hmm. called reality. Mm-hmm. And I think where, yeah, people want to live a life that, of course, everyone wants to live, but it's like you have your own life, like live it. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes it's hard to really transition that to the real world solely because you're so used to seeing, I don't know, famous people or people right. we've made famous. And it's like, that's the life that we want to live. So we want to try to put it on social media when all that shit's right. fake. Like, it's made up. It's Absolutely. Made up. Like, so it's just crazy to me sometimes, you know?
Validation. I mean, I think too, and honestly, I was reading this article online and it was talking about how when you take illegal drugs weed is legal now. So in certain states.
I'm about to say, yeah, it's been legal.
So when you take drugs, you get a certain amount of dopamine. Okay, add that. But you get dopamine from them, from those drugs. And you know what? They said social media is like, when you get those likes, it's almost like a drug. Yes. Like, attention yes. is a hell of a drug.
Yes.
Like, and even myself, I feel myself getting caught up in that shit sometimes. So, it's hard not to. How do you keep yourself not getting caught up into your likes, into your views? I mean, you got 10,000 views on your music video. How do you keep that separated from, like, you probably feel yourself a little bit, because most people don't even get those many views. So that, how do you keep yourself sane or keep yourself humble by, you know, getting so many views in such a short time? I mean, I see that it was posted a year ago, but that's still right. a ton of views.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And to be all honest with you, and I'm not trying to sound conceited or nothing like that, I really don't care.
Okay.
I love music. I love the music. Like, I love the music. So it's like, this is what I do. And so it's okay. like, I don't care about the views, the likes and all that. And even for myself, that used to be an issue because I wasn't on social media at all, but I was doing music. And it's like, because I was so focused on, oh my God, if one person likes it, that means I'm not doing something. I need like 100 people to like it. But it, like, none of that shit matters. At the end of the day, it's like, if I really want to do this, then I'm going to do it. Likes, views, money, all that other good shit, it'll come. But it's like, you have to stay true to your essence. So it's like, those... I appreciate those who appreciate what I do. And if people like it enough, then the world is going to gravitate to it. But personally, Absolutely. When it comes to like social media and like not getting caught up with the likes and the comments and the things like that, it's just, I truly don't care. Okay. It was a point in time where I did. And when I did care about it, I was doing shit ass backwards. And so it's like, now it's to the point like I don't care, because like, it is what it is. All I have to do is stay true to myself. To people who are true to themselves, subconscious minds are all connected, so it will gravitate to the real. And at the end of the day, it is what it is. But I try not to get too caught up on social media. Like, I know you got to post it on this other stuff, so I do that, but mm-hmm. I'm mindful of it because I know what it can cause.
You can really get caught up in it. So it's funny yes. that it was one thing that you said that I kind of want to go in a little bit of detail about. So you said something about not caring.
Right.
Honestly and truly, Tanisha Javon and I, we come from similar backgrounds. And there was a point in my life where I cared so much what people thought about me.
Right.
And I basically lived my life to please other people. And when I finally got to the point where I just don't give a fuck, let's just be honest, like you said, right. you don't fucking care. I don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say. Because at one point, I want to say I had somebody call me about a post or something that I posted. There we go, social media.
Yeah,
Just hell about, like, showing too much of my skin. And I'm just like, okay, let me tell you something. First of all, if my husband is okay with it, I'm good.
What is your problem? Right.
So very true. I think that is important to get to the point where you don't care. I think when you get to that point of life, like, you have reached a new level of freedom and you cannot be moved or bothered. So very how true. Do you get to the point where you just don't care? Like, what got you to that point? Because I know at some point you did care.
Right. Great question. I'm going to say even before the pandemic, it was just a lot of transitioning things that was going on in my life. And I think more than anything, I've always been like deep into like stoicism and psychology and stuff like that. And so what happened is I really started looking into like stoicism and started like reading books and stuff like that. And like just listening to like the practices of Marcus Aurelius and stuff. Just if the honestly, in our minds, we think about so much stuff all the time, and a lot of it is unnecessary. Truth be told, the perception that other people have of you is probably in your mind. And I think I really just started learning that the worst thing that you can do in life is to do something or not to do something based upon the reaction of others.
I love the way you said that.
You know,
go ahead.
You're fine. I mean, it's serious because you have to. It's your whatever you want to do. It should be because you want to do it, not because you think this is what somebody else wants you to do, or because you think this is somebody else doesn't want you to do. It has to be solely for yourself. And so, like, once I learned to not truly care about what other people think, and just focus on what I think and what I feel is best. I think that when I was really able to like get that shift in my mind and then like really do it on a daily basis. So it's not so much as far as putting others second, but it's really just putting yourself first. I think sometimes in life we get caught up on the going through it process is that we forget we don't pay attention to the end goal. Like, why are you doing this? And so if like you really just focus on the end goal, you're not going to care about the whole journey process because you won't have to worry about what others think. Because opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. But truth be told, if you can gain insight from everyone, but if everyone knew or had answers to all of your problems, their life would be perfect because they'll have answers to theirs. And so it's like, take everything what people say with a grain of salt, gain it for what you can, but it's like ultimately none of that shit matters. Like, who cares if they don't like you? 9 times out of 10, most people that don't like you don't like themselves. So I learned that a lot of people have other things that they're dealing with and they'll just pass it off to you. And that's another reason I just start learning, like, who cares what people think? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it truly doesn't matter. If you think about what somebody's done 10 years ago to where they're at now, who cares about what the fuck they did back then? It doesn't matter. Absolutely. It doesn't matter.
Listen to me. I love the way you're talking right now. So I just want to say, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
You're fine.
So the fact that you just said that. So I've gotten to a point, like, I used to be a control freak. Like, I needed to control everything. I needed to know what was going on, how it was happening, when it was happening, right?
That's the worst.
It is the absolute positively worst. So when I let go of all of that shit,
right,
I became such a better person, a freer spirit. Because the thing is, like you said, if something that happens right now, right here, right now, within the next 5 minutes, if it's not gonna affect me in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, why is my blood pressure going up?
Exactly.
Why am I about to have a fucking stroke? Why am I stressing the fuck out? It's not going to fucking matter.
It's not gonna matter at all.
Hello. Okay, so I love the and I'm just now opening up these doors and going into and entering into these free spaces.
Yeah.
Because there's something else that you said. People who don't like you probably don't like themselves. That is so true.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, they reflect, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, honestly, you know, subconscious minds are all connected. I keep saying that. And it's like, all you think we're really meant here to do is like really show love and like, you know, like real shit. That's what we're all here for. It's like, there's good and bad, but it's like, when you think about people who are are just don't even know you and they're already happy for you, 9 times out of 10 is probably because like they're happy within themselves, whatever it is they got going on in their space, in their world, and they don't have time to be like, oh, well, fuck what they got going on because I can do that shit too. Like, it's not even about that. Like, but like I said, a lot of people, they have, you know, things
they
from their past, trauma past, all that shit, you know, to be candid. Yeah, they just got shit fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, hurt people, motherfuckers that ain't never done shit in their lives, you can't accept them to be goddamn happy for you if you're doing shit right in their life. So it's like,
absolutely,
whatever, you know, losers hang with losers and, you know, winners hang with winners. So be a winner.
Okay. I don't know. Yes, let's be winners. I love the energy that you are putting off right now.
So I appreciate it.
Let's talk about another one of your records.
Okay.
It's funny. Bastards Cry.
Ah, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah, so Bastards Cry. That was like my depression. Yeah, so I was going through a depressed state. I mean, we all do. We're all humans.
Absolutely.
And I think this is this was, yeah, this, I don't know, this was during the panorama and pandemic, all that shit, you know? So, you know, just going through something, it was really just like, I know if I'm going through it, I'm pretty sure other people are. So it was just really about just expressing how I feel for the most part, you know? Like I said, my depression is really was a blessing. And it just, sometimes you have to go through stuff in order to really come out to be the person that you're meant to already
Absolutely.
Be. And I think for myself, I was going through more of a mental transition and then just, you know, life within itself. And it was, How can I explain this? I was really walking into my purpose. And okay. the idea of what is to come versus what I already have was something I wasn't really ready to let go. And through that, you know, depression is nothing more than your body needing deep rest. And I realized that I needed to transition from what I had and really go forward to what it is I was supposed to do. And so, yeah, to being depressed and being down just in that moment, I was really able to, I could say find myself and really walk comfortably into the motherfucker that I'm already meant to be. And yeah, so it really helped me, and I felt like I just needed to get it out there because I know if I'm going through it, I know that other people going through it. Like, it's one thing that we call like the regular warfare, but it's also a mental warfare that people go through on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So you talk about mental health, like that's deep, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, we're so out of touch with ourselves that we don't even realize it until fucking shit's hit the rail and you don't know what the fuck to do.
And
you do some irrational
control.
Shit. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, honestly, I was just at a point where I had like a real life mental check-in with myself. And it was like, okay. Nigga, you down. Come talk to me. Like a real 101, like keeping the G with myself. And it was like, I had to pull myself back up. And it's like, yo, cool. Because, you know, when you go through shit sometimes, like, once again, like, you just so focused on that problem, you don't really focus on the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, this too shall pass. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
The sun will go down, moon will come up, and the sun will come back up again.
Absolutely.
That shit is guaranteed, so.
Absolutely. And I totally agree. There have been times where, T will tell you, I have literally listen to somebody bash the fuck out of me at work. I go in the bathroom, I cry my fucking eyes out, and I come, and after I finish crying, I look in that mirror and I say, you that fucking bitch. Don't let them see you sweat. And I come out and I'm just like, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck what you said. Fuck what you said.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. So it's always good to have that too, because I feel like music is therapy.
Exactly. You know, music connects everybody. Two things that connect people more than anything else in the world, whether you can't speak with them, is music and food. So definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, this podcast is therapy for me as well. Like, Tanisha and I started this podcast. Well, Tanisha started the podcast. during the panorama.
Okay, straight up. Okay. The panorama, you feel me? That shit was a whirlwind. Fucking a whirlwind.
So, and we're in 54 countries, over 7,000 listeners, okay? So, like, we two started with, like, two listeners, right, T?
Yep. Zero to two.
You gotta start somewhere, you feel me?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And there was something else that you said you have to go through. So, my thing is, I feel like, too, like, you have to experience a bad relationship to really appreciate a good one. You have to experience a bad job to experience a good one.
Amen.
And appreciate a good one. So when you were in the midst of going through everything that you were going through, when you wrote this song and you knew that other people were going through the same thing that you were going through, how did this make you feel that you were providing therapy to others?
Oh, man. Honestly, it just makes me feel like I'm doing exactly what I needed to do. It's, for me, writing is therapy. The music aspect of it is just a bonus because then I get to display it with people. But I just, it made me feel like I know. Most people always want to feel like somebody's there, and it's like, yo, that's what music does. Because I remember when it was a point in time where I was going through something and I heard a song, and that shit really like made me, okay, step off the ledge. And I just want to really give that to people as well. Just being real with them, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's deeper than the money, than the cars, and the girls, and all that other shit. And granted, that's what life's about. But shit, life's also about going through fucking hardships, about not knowing when the next shit gonna happen, or like, yo, listen, everything was comfortable one moment and my whole world got pulled up under me, like, in a moment's notice. And it's like, people be going through shit and absolutely, people don't realize it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's, you don't realize it.
That's one thing I always say. When I wake up in the morning, is be kind to every fucking body, because everybody is fighting a battle. I'm sorry, my tongue is rolling because I've been drinking, because I have to drink some when I do the podcast because it gets nervous.
Okay, listen, not that edge off. We all got advice.
But like I was saying, everybody is fighting a battle that we know nothing about. And your energy could be the straw that breaks the camel back or reel them back in. So let's be the real ones. Let's reel people back in. Let's not push
real
them over
shit.
The edge.
Yeah, reel them back in.
I guess the moral to the story is be kind. I mean, you just never know who you're gonna run into. You never know who you're gonna talk to. But don't be a respecter of persons either. Talk to the janitor the same way you talk to the CEO. If I see you and you make eye contact with me, I'm speaking because I'm a people person. I love people. I love to lift people up. And, you know, that's what it is. So, Keanu Reeves, tell us something that you haven't talked about or we haven't talked about that you want to get out. If there's nothing, just tell our listeners where they can find your music, where they can find you, where they can follow you, your Twitter, your Instagram, your Facebook, any social media. That I know you're not big on social media, but we need to follow you. We need to, you know, support you. So tell us your and where we can stream your music.
Well, before I go any further, I do want to just thank y'all so much for y'all time. I really do appreciate it. I really, really, really do. It really means a lot. I don't know. Something was telling me to tell you about this book. It's called Celestine Prophecy. I don't know. It's just like you said something as far as like, you know, always speaking to everybody and stuff like that. But yeah, I just appreciate it. You can find me on all social medias. That's KEANU _RE2SE, Instagram, Twitter. Please follow, like, share. I will like back.
And YouTube, subscribe,
YouTube, all that. I appreciate everybody. As far as for the music, you can look at me under all social media, all music platforms, and the Keanu Reese, that's KEANU, RE2SE. I am transitioning all of my music over because before I was called Keanu Reese, I was just Reese. So you can also type in RE2SE, and that's where you can find all of my music as well. Real talk, I do have some new music that I'm about to drop. It's called One, it's got a visual to it, and also I got the song. It's called Comrade versus Constituents, or Con versus Con. So I'm already getting all of that loaded up. I just want to say shout out to everybody back home in the 912. Shout out to everybody here in the 704. Shout out to everybody that do know me and fucking with me. Shout out to everybody that don't know me and they fucking with me. Shout out to everybody that don't know me and they not fucking with me. Because I don't give a shit. My name is Keanu Reese.
Where's 912? Yes,
912 is Savannah, Georgia. Savannah, Georgia. Where I'm from, born and raised. Shout out to 912, Savannah, Georgia. Yes, yes, yes. That is my home. But yeah, once again, what it is, what it ain't. It's your boy Keanu Reese, coolest breeze in the East, and I dare you to tell me different. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak, that is TENISHAP with a double E.com, and grab your books today. Ciao for now.